The story of why the sea is salt. Once upon a time, on Christmas Eve, there was a young man who was so poor that he had nothing at all in his house to eat. "Maybe my rich brother will help us out," he said to his wife, and he went to his brother's house. His rich brother said,
"Well, since it's Christmas Eve, I can't turn you away. Here's a chunk of bacon and 2 loaves of bread and some candles to light your table, but don't come begging to me again."
"Well, thank you very much. I'll try not to bother you again," said the poor brother, and he started home. On the way, he met a very thin old man who asked him for something to eat. The young man said, "I haven't much myself, but I'm happy to share with you what I have on Christmas Eve. Here, take this loaf of bread and this candle and..."
"Oh, that's plenty," said the old man,
stopping him before he could cut the bacon in two.
"And now I'll tell you a secret. Not far away, there is a hole in the hill that leads to the home of the little people who live under the ground. They have a wonderful mill that stands behind the door. It can grind out everything in the world, except bacon. When you get there, they will all want to buy your bacon. But don't sell it, unless they will trade the wonderful mill for it. When you get the mill, I'll show you how to work it."
"Thank you," said the young man. Well, when he got inside the hole in the hill, the little people flocked around, asking to buy the bacon. "Well, this is for our Christmas dinner at home, but I guess you can have it if you will give me that mill you have behind the door." At first, the little people would not agree, but finally they gave in. Outside, the thin little old man was waiting.
"All you have to do to start the mill is to ask for whatever you want, but to stop it, you have to say..."
And he leaned over and whispered a secret word into the young man's ear. When the young man got home, he set the mill on the table and told it to grind candles and candlesticks and a tablecloth and silverware and plates, then meat and vegetables and a big dessert for a wonderful Christmas feast. When he had enough, he whispered to the mill, and the grinding stopped. 3 days later, the man and his wife gave a big dinner and invited all their friends and relatives and the rich brother. When the rich brother saw all the good things to eat, he said,
"What is the meaning of this? Where do these things come from?"
"From behind the door," said the poor brother, and he brought out the mill to show everybody.
"Oh, that I must have. I must have it."
So the rich brother agreed that at harvest time he would buy it for $300. All spring and summer, the poor brother made the mill grind good things that he could save up for years to come. And at harvest time, the rich brother came for the mill, but he was in such a hurry that he forgot to ask how to stop it. The next morning, the rich brother sent his wife out to the fields with the mowers, and he told her he would get dinner ready. Then he put the mill on the table and said,
"Grind herrings and broth."
Herrings and broth, herrings and broth. Out they came from the mill, faster and faster and faster.
"Stop, stop," cried the man, when all the pots and pans and dishes were full. But the mill did not hear the secret word, so it kept right on grinding. Soon the house was full and running over. The man grabbed the mill and ran outdoors with it, and he looked very funny with hundreds of little fishes and oceans of broth streaming in front of him. His wife and the mowers were coming home from the fields when they saw this funny sight.
Eat and drink, but look out or you'll get drowned in the broth."
And the man kept on running toward the poor brother's house.
"Take back your mill," he called out. "Hurry, or it'll cover the world with herrings and broth."
The brother who used to be poor leaned down and whispered to the mill, and right away the grinding stopped. As time went on, the mill grew more and more famous, and the poor brother had now become the richest man in the neighborhood. He even covered his house with plates of gold that you could see far out at sea, so that everyone who came near the shore asked about the man who lived in a house of gold. One day, a ship's captain came to the owner of the mill.
"Can it grind salt?"
he asked. "Of course," was the answer.
"If I could have it," said the captain, "I wouldn't have to take long trips across the sea to get salt for my customers."
Well, the mill's owner was now so rich that he gave the mill to the captain. But the captain went off in a rush and never thought about asking how to stop the mill from grinding. As soon as his ship had sailed to sea, the captain ordered,
"Grind salt, and grind good and fast."
The mill began to grind salt. Soon the ship was entirely full.
"Stop, stop," cried the captain.
But the grinding went on, and the pile of salt grew higher and higher, until finally it was so heavy that the ship sank. And to this very day, there lies the mill at the bottom of the sea. And I guess it's still grinding.
And that is why the sea is salt.